On a windy morning on the front lawn of the High on Peachtree Street, David Brenneman gazes at the sculpture that's been the museum's chief landmark since 1988.
It's sort of like a lot of things in life. You think you're prepared for them, and then when they actually happen, you know, you're really not. And I think that's sort of where we find ourselves now.
The museum's director of collections and exhibitions says they were surprised 2 months ago when the Calder Foundation announced it was reclaiming the Alexander Calder sculpture, Three Up, Three Down. The two-story black, white, and red piece was never meant to be a permanent resident here, but the loan agreement had been renewed so many times over more than 25 years that it just came to feel like part of the place.
I think of this space as the front porch of the museum, and I love the idea of having a work of art on the front porch, which basically confirms the fact that this is a place where art lives and there's more art, you know, in there.
Besides acting as a sort of art beacon to passersby, Brenneman says Three Up, Three Down is just a fascinating work. Two steel arms jut out from a black stable base. At the end of each arm, three black, white, and red shapes float in space.
Moves a little bit in the breeze. Right now we have a little bit of a breeze going, and you can see it swaying a little bit. When the wind gets really intense, we actually have to tie the sculpture down because there's some concern that if the wind is strong enough, it might actually flip off of its base.
Making the abstract shapes a bit like sails on a ship. It gives the piece a quality of floating on air.
And I think that's why we think Calder is so wonderful and magical. His work seems to embody that need and that desire for levitation and floating.
Now, as the sculpture flies away to the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam, Brenneman says he does not yet know what will take its place here on the museum's front lawn. But museum goers in Calder withdrawal will soon be able to visit the museum's modern and contemporary art gallery to see another untitled piece by the American artist, this one owned by the High.
We have this really quite fantastic mobile by Calder. So it's a much smaller work, hangs from the ceiling, and it's when he developed his signature style, with the mobile being a series of sort of hanging, floating, abstract shapes. So there's Calder coming and going.
As Three Up, Three Down departs this weekend, the museum is sending their Calder mobile to conservators. They expect to have it on display by the end of 2014. Kate Sweeney, WABE.